Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week that would stop short of completely scrapping the deal. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explains the president's decision-making process.
What I can tell you is the president isn't looking at one piece of this. He's looking at all of the bad behavior of Iran, not just the nuclear deal as bad behavior, but the ballistic missile testing, destabilizing of the region, number one state sponsor of terrorism, cyber attacks, illicit nuclear program.
If President Trump does decertify the Iran agreement, the move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could come within a few days. The next Lockheed launch would be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile, or a Stage 2 version, giving the missile a longer and intercontinental range. Russian media quoted a lawmaker in Moscow saying North Korea preparing a long-range missile able to reach the west coast of the United States. Las Vegas police say they have no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. One of the investigators told reporters police are still searching for clues to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the hotel casino onto the concert venue. Police say they have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room with Paddock when he was firing. This is VOA News.